With KCBX News on NPR One, I'm Bree Zender. The Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 today in favor of an agreement regarding the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians Camp 4 reservation land. The tribal government has been butting heads with neighboring residents for years about the expansion of the reservation land known as Camp 4. The tribe plans to build a Chumash tribal center in 143 homes on one-acre plots starting in 2023. Critics say the reservation land gives the tribe sovereign rule over it outside of the county government. The county loses power to limit building, enforce environmental regulations, and generate tax dollars for the county. The tribe and the county agreed to limit building on the land, adhere to environmental regulations, and ban gaming on the land. Penny Knowles is from the Women's Environmental Watch. She says the agreement is mostly a good deal for the environment.
In meeting with the tribe's environmental officer, we have been impressed with the tribe's commitment to recycling and drought-tolerant planting on the reservation. And we believe that the tribe is committed to environmental stewardship.
Former Santa Barbara County Planning Commissioner C.J. Jackson still had many concerns about the agreement, including an anticipated increase in area traffic.
I drove the other week on Wednesday from McMurray Road to San Ynez Valley Cottage Hospital. I left at 4:45 to be able to sign documents at 5:30. I could not do so. I got there at 5:45. This is what we're facing.
Kathleen Marshall is a Chumash tribal member. She grew up on the Quarter Square Mile Reservation and wants her children to grow up on the reservation around other tribal members. However, she can't move there because there's not enough homes on the reservation. And until Camp 4 became a part of the reservation, no room to expand.
They are learning about our culture and our language, but in a much different way than I did due to the lack of space.
Tribal Chairman Kenneth Kahn says the tribe was not required to negotiate with the county regarding outside regulations since it's a part of their jurisdiction. However, Kahn wanted to make sure the outside community was involved with the way they were planning to develop Camp 4. The Camp 4 land went into feed-a-trust earlier this year. Bree Zender, KCBX News.